a portion of proceeds going to Avon Foundation for Women Breast Cancer Crusade.
Columnist Jeff Shapiro joins us now from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for his Friday morning analysis of Virginia political news. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Wayne.
Will the vice presidential candidate's debate last night have any impact in Virginia?
Well, presumably, Governor Romney, the presidential nominee of the Republican Party, is going to say it will, that Congressman Ryan's performance will maintain the momentum that both sides say Romney achieved in that first debate with President Obama. And, of course, Romney will have an opportunity to make that claim today in suburban Richmond. He's going to be in Chesterfield, trying to drive up the Republican vote where Republican votes are abundant. Chesterfield fell to John McCain in 2008 by 12,000 votes. And while that's not bad, it's not the fat majorities that Republicans are accustomed to in that Richmond suburb. Henrico County, in contrast, tipped to Obama. And it could, again, because of the dramatic demographic change we're seeing in Henrico, and that is also beginning to accelerate in Chesterfield County. P.S., the Democrats are eagerly awaiting Governor Romney's visit this morning, announcing that Delegate Jennifer McClellan, a state legislator from the city of Richmond, will be leading the Democratic rebuttal to the Romney visit.
A couple of polls out just in the past day or so, with somewhat conflicting findings about the state of the presidential and Senate races.
Yes, conducted at different times with different sample size. The Quinnipiac poll shows Obama ahead by 5 percentage points in Virginia. The Marist University poll shows it a toss-up with Romney up 1 percentage point, but that's within the margin of error. On the Senate side, Quinnipiac shows Kane ahead of Allen, 51-44. The Marist poll shows it a toss-up with Kane up by 1 percentage point, again within the margin of error. While all this was perking the Allen campaign, leaked its internal poll to the Washington Times, a Republican-friendly publication, and that poll shows that Allen leads Kane 49% to 46%, and that Governor Romney is ahead of the president in Virginia, 51% to 44%. Now, even before all these polls popped, the Oracle of Charlottesville, Larry Sabato, said in his Crystal Ball newsletter that Virginia is now a toss-up state. Sabato had rated Virginia leaning Democrat. Now he says, in large part because of the president's underwhelming performance in Denver against Romney, that it is a toss-up.
We have about 2.5 minutes or so. Well, the Senate debate between Kane and Allen took place Monday night here at WCVE and was seen on many broadcasts and cable outlets around the state. Did they make any headway against one another?
Well, the candidates were very much on message. A lot of talk about the economy. Allen, again, talking about kind of a cuts-only approach to balancing the budget. Kane calling for kind of an all-of-the-above blended approach. Really no new ground broken, but some very clear differences in style. Senator Allen with his kind of broad brush, sometimes rambling answers. You know, Kane tending to be much more precise, weaving in lots of numbers. This is the fourth and penultimate debate. The final debate will be Thursday out of Virginia Tech, carried on WSLS. P.S., PolitiFact Virginia, zapped George Allen for one of the claims he made in that that debate, rating as false a suggestion by Allen that repeal of Obama health care reform will save the nation $1 trillion.
Been some economic trends just lately. Any political impact?
Well, tax collections are down. That was a bit of a surprise, just under 1%. The McDonnell administration says that's because of a decline in corporate estimated tax payments. Now, the governor says this is a reminder of the uncertain nature of the economy, but couple this with a letter that the governor sent to President Obama the previous day imploring the president to do something about these automatic spending cuts. sequestration that the governor says will cripple the Virginia economy. Now, the timing of all of this would seem quite curious, just ahead of the Romney visit to Virginia, during which the economy is likely to be mentioned again and again and again.
Okay, we have about 35 seconds. Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli appears to have undercut Governor McDonnell on an issue about the ports.
Yes, not the first time the AG has done so, at least undercutting the governor, with an opinion that may have damaged this port privatization scheme that the administration has put it, maybe even sunk it. The Attorney General saying that only the port's governing board can select a contractor, not the administration. This has the effect of really slowing this down at the worst possible time for the governor as he heads into the last final year of his administration.
Thanks to Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Portions of today's programming are made possible by Richmond Theater Critics Circle Awards, held October 14th. Information available at rtccva.org. It's 8:40.